Welcome back to another episode of Pretty Not Smart with Yoatsi
and Louie, aka the baddest perra.
Ooh,
you guys, finally December 1st. Well, we're filming this. Well, this will be up a day before December 1st.
It's still November.
So if you're an on-time OG Pretty Not Smart girly, you're hearing this a day before December.
Yes.
But bitch, I'm ready. I literally had a countdown. I just wanted to decorate for Christmas already.
I feel like once October was over, I was like, sorry, it's already Christmas.
But low-key this year, I hella lagged to put my shit up.
He did. I beat everyone in my family, you guys. I was the first one.
And, like, for me, I literally just finished, and it's, like, the end of November. And I like to do it, like, early November, para disfrutarlo already Thanksgiving. Yeah. And, like, some of November and all of December.
So, for, like, the rest of the holidays, it's Christmas.
I know. So, I'm kind of annoyed that I'm only going to have it for, like, a month up.
Just leave it till February.
Have it till, like, Dia del Amor.
That's what everyone does anyway. And then for Dia del Amor, make it red with hearts.
I know. But for everyone listening and not watching, Yoatsi and I decorated the Pretty Not Smart studio, and we have our Christmas trees up. I have a purple Christmas tree, and Yoatsi has
a pink one.
A pink one.
I feel like we had to decorate for Christmas in here.
I know. I love it. We're like in the vibe.
Yeah, tell us what you guys think. Be honest.
Take it down.
It's fucking ugly.
For real, huh?
Be nice. If you have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all.
They're gonna be like, dear pretty uglies.
Take it all down. Just quit your podcast. Imagine.
A ver, do you have the word of the century?
I do, sir. And it is Christmas related.
What?
Louis, actually, real quick, do you know what a century is?
A century? The word of the century?
What is a century?
I know it's a time, but I don't know.
Oh man, this is a good one. What is a century? Since you're always like the word of the century. Do you know how many? Well, I'm not going to tell you. What is a century?
That's what I was going to say. I don't know how much time is in a century. I just know it'll be like centuries ago, right?
Are you okay? But a century, do you think it's?
I want to say it's like every 1,000 years. No?
No. I'll give you a clue. What does sen sound like?
Many. Sense. Is that not right?
Think of it in a different language. Sen.
Chewy. 10. fuck you. A different language. I barely know
cien.
English.
Oh, cien.
Sen. Okay.
Century. Cien. It's 100 years. Every 100 years. Yeah.
I was close. I said 1,000.
Like a million.
I thought it was like the year 2000s is a century. The year 1000s was a century. Dream.
No, that's something else. But it's just every century, it's every 100 years.
Wow.
Hey, let me look it up, because what if it's
I
not?
Know, it's like way off.
No, but that's how I learned it, because century makes me think of cien.
My trick.
How many years is I'm gonna a laugh century?
If it's not 100.
It's 100 years.
Oh, really?
A century is a period of 100 years. I told you, bitch. All the viewers leave. They're like, ew.
Every fucking episode, Yoatsi has a fun fact of the day. The last, a lot of people also didn't know about like the Thanksgiving.
The turkey?
No, not the turkey, puta, like the history behind.
Oh, yeah, I saw the comments. Yeah, so you guys, cool. We literally read all the comments.
Yeah.
And I was really nervous that I like botched the history, but no, I actually got it right.
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness. Name. We should do fun facts of lightweight.
I know. Literally for my word of the century, hers is fun facts. She's all the cap of the Snapple.
The cap of the...
Because you know how they have like a fun fact.
Yeah, no, I thought it was like a rhyme. The cap of the Snapple. Like, what the fuck is that?
We'll be like, all right, Yoatsi, what's the Snapple of the day?
What's the cap of the Snapple say? Ew, all right.
Ew, for real. Cap of the Snapple.
Oh, Nikki.
All right. What was my word of the century?
Since we got off track for a little bit. Okay, so it is Christmas related, and it is dumbass. No, it's what does Santa Claus go into and come out of?
A fucking sleigh the house down. No, he goes into a sleigh. What?
Fuck you. That's not what I meant.
Then would you be
all confident?
I know, I'm all confident.
A sleigh that howls down boats.
Well, he goes in and out of a sleigh.
Where does he barely fit in and go into and come out of?
Oh, chimney.
Sleigh, bitch.
I was like, a fucking sleigh.
Chimney. So that's your word of the century.
Like chimney cricket?
Like chimenea.
Fuck, chimney. C-H-I-M.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fuck.
Just keep going.
C-H-I-M-E-N-E-Y. Chimney.
No.
No. Oh, what is it? That one was weird.
This one's weird. It's C-H-I-M-N-E-Y. Chimney.
What the fuck? Oh, M-N?
Yeah. M-N, yeah. Chimney.
Chimney?
Chimney. What chimney the cricket. Fuck?
No, that one had me thinking. Like, for the other ones, I already know there's, like, a word in there. But the more I kept saying chimney, I was like, how the fuck?
La chimenea. That's how you say it in Spanish, right?
I can spell chimenea.
A ver.
C-H-I-M-E.
No.
E-A. Yeah, chimenea.
I don't know.
I'm like, chinga, Andrea.
Chimenea. I don't know, bitch, but I'm just going to assume that's right.
I hated that one.
But the little Grinch. I hate Christmas. I hate it.
Oh, my God. We should have Adam do that.
We need to have Adam come back so just so he can do the Grinch thing and then leave.
Like, that'll be a Christmas wish.
I know. Like, what do you guys want for Christmas? And they're like, Adam. We like, bring him back.
Hey, Christmas.
But I have a surprise for you since we're in the month of giving.
That was last month. Thanksgiving.
Oh, no. Gift giving.
Oh, what?
All right. Well, it's quite a few, actually.
Have you gifts? I didn't buy you anything.
Well, it's for both of us.
Oh, okay.
It's a gift for pretty, not smart, for penis. Close your eyes.
I hate gifts.
Guys, we're actually just talking, and he said he hates surprises.
I do. I don't like surprises. At all. Right. I'll tell y'all why after. Oh, that hurts my ears. I'm like, I don't want it no more.
Okay, hold on. Okay, the first one. Open your eyes.
Oh my God, you got squishies.
I got squishies. Open it. Well, that one's a Christmas tree.
I hate these squishies.
Oh, Christmas tree.
So, if you guys listen and don't really watch, Yoati and I are always squishing something in our hands, so yeah. We have a bunch of squishies and themes.
Yep.
And this is cute. It's like a little Christmas tree.
And then I got one.
I like this. Oh my God,
it's a snowman.
It's a really cute little snowman. Oh my God, where'd you find these?
Marshalls. And then a little cup of tea. Little cappuccino.
It's a hot cocoa.
Oh yeah.
A cup of tea with fucking whipped cream on it.
It says, melt your worries away. A tea stress ball. Squeeze for calm. A ver si cierto. Take I away my anxiety.
This. A ver, this one. How you gonna rip it?
And then this one. Hold on. This one's funny.
Ooh, I love these.
Marshalls, you guys, has this whole section full of them. Like, for every season, they always have them.
Really? Like, squishies?
Yes. And then right now, they had a shit ton because it's Christmas, and I'm assuming people like giving these away.
I never see
them. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I need all of these.
I'm squishing them all so hard right now.
So when Louie gets irritated and needs to calm down, he's like, calm down.
Calm down.
I'm going to give him a... chill pill. It even says 100 milligrams. It's a squishy that looks like a chill pill, and it says chill pill.
I like this one.
Because it feels like Amino. Have it swallow it.
Gobble me, swallow me, drip down,
cause I don't mean. And then the last
I put on those pinches squishies, yeah.
I had to get these. They're really funny.
Yeah, me estresaste.
The whole podcast is us talking about
squishies. I know, squishies. We're all reviewing squishies. We're like, if you click the link in the bio.
Marshall, sponsor us now.
No. I'm just kidding.
Vas a ver, ahora ya no van a querer.
They're going to be like, well, just kidding.
Well, you guys know I'm on antidepressant, right?
Yeah.
So they're my... happy pills.
Bitch.
It's a little medication
what
jar.
You found all these pills at Marshall's?
Yeah. I have one more.
Ah, yeah, no, yeah. Ya me enfadé. Oh my God, what is
this?
That?
This is an emotional support basket of strawberries.
Oh my God.
Isn't it so cute? Look,
well, why are you ripping
out? That's how it is. No, así es. Y cuando, I'm like, you want a strawberry, Louis? Or you could have the pack of strawberries.
Ay, they're not squishy.
They're not supposed to be. It's just like, you're sad, here are your strawberries.
Ay, what am I going to do with them? I thought I was going to squish them. Bitch! Andale, all your esperas fell
he
off.
He didn't like the Watsonville strawberries.
Oh, they are cute.
Ay, ya estás tiradas desmayadas. Yo, I got a star. You threw them over the thing. All right, but now that I give you the surprise.
Oh, these are so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. I feel like I'm so used to like always squishing things. And at school, I would get in trouble.
Aye, for squishing titties?
Imagine. Cool. To the girl right next to me.
Yeah, can I borrow this real quick?
No, it's just because I feel like my hands always have to be doing something. Or you guys always catch me that my feet are shaking.
I see.
I don't notice it, but like when I have things like this, like I can be still, but like squishing this distracts me.
It just satisfies like calms me. You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pills.
And all your pills and your medication, you depressed bitch.
Babe.
All that.
I know. You're all fighting yourself.
My intrusive thoughts
won. Threw them.
In the basket.
Yeah, we have a little basket full of squishies, you guys.
Nah, bet.
But I was saying that I hate surprises.
Why?
Nah. I love surprises when they're done right.
Nobody knows how to fucking do them, right?
No. It's because there's times where like... In the past where like people have tried doing surprises and I already know what they're doing because they like gave it away.
Oh, they like caught it.
And the reason I end up hating it is because I'm a very impatient person.
Ooh.
So leading up to the surprise, like I'm just annoyed. I don't know. Cause I'm like,
you're like, I already know, bitch.
Yeah, like I'm just like, okay, it. Just tell me what it is, or like just give it to me already. You're like, porque me da ansia, like just waiting.
Yeah, but when, I feel that.
When it's done right, then obviously I don't hate it because like I love being surprised. But I do
you have no idea that it's happening.
But I do think it's a challenge to surprise me.
Yeah, I think I've done it once or twice.
Yeah, I remember when I turned 21. That one was a big surprise. Yeah. I didn't know you were doing that. I don't know how you did that. And then my house. When you guys did
yes, that's right.
I didn't know that either.
We tried so hard for that one to make sure you had no idea.
Yeah, like it fucking worked if like I was clueless as fuck.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like those two are like the perfect examples where I was like, wait, what? Like,
what's going on?
Yeah.
That was cute.
Yeah, those are very cute.
Well, coming back into the Christmas theme, what is your favorite Christmas movie?
Home Alone.
Home Alone, really?
Oh my God. I love the Home Alone movies.
So I actually just had Travis watch it because I feel like Travis is finally at the age where he's a little older and like I can tell him things. So every Friday we do a movie night and we always pick movies. And for this movie night, we did Home Alone. Aww. And he was like, what's that? It looks boring.
Because it's all like 1920s.
And I was like, it's about a kid who's your age and he accidentally gets left home alone. And then he was like, oh, I want to watch it. And he ended up loving it. He loved it.
Was he laughing?
Yeah, he was laughing at when like he starts doing all the bad stuff to the bad guys. Yeah. He was cracking up so loud.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, because I was going to say, I feel like that's a movie that I feel like we watched a lot. And there's like so many versions of it.
Yeah.
That I loved all of them because he was all fucking travieso and shit. What about you?
With the main character though, with the one boy. Mm-hmm. I don't know his name.
But I know who you're talking about.
Because I think he only did the first two, right? Yeah, he only did Home Alone 1 and 2. And then there's like a three and 4.
Oh, but it's a different kid.
And I never watched them.
Well, the original ones.
Yeah, those were the 1 favorite. And 2. Those were good. I think for me, I was trying to figure it out. For me, it's between Elf.
Oh, I love
with,
Elf.
With, what's his name? Will Ferrell. And The Grinch.
Yeah, I was going to say The Grinch Christmas. Is definitely up there for me.
Those are really good. So, I don't know. I honestly don't think I can pick from both of them. They're funny as fuck.
What's, if you can think of something?
Cock.
That's all you're thinking about.
I'm like, la la la.
What are like maybe two things that you would love for Christmas?
Boyfriend.
Like a ring.
I'm like, no. I don't know. I haven't really thought of anything this year.
Get out. I was just kidding.
I like un regalo que alguien me dé.
Or just something, like something that you're like, oh, like, I need this. Or like, I would love something for my fucking car. I don't fucking know. Like,
have everything I need.
You can't relate.
No, it's because I have everything.
For example, me. Right now, I'm very into, like, my fitness journey. So, I would love, like, I don't know, anything gym-related would make me happy, would give me a little boost of serotonin.
Well, like, now I know what to get you for Christmas.
Yeah. Like, I love sweats. Not even, like, shorts. Just, like, big sweats. They're comfy because I could wear them to the gym, but I can also just wear them, like, around.
I love him.
Came in the last episode.
I guess I'm thinking of it. Fuck you.
Why?
I love him.
Fuck you. I did not say it like that, my love.
I did. And I was like, pork.
Bitch. Okay, if you have to be honest.
What?
Through this whole year.
Oh, my God.
January to December. Do you genuinely think you'd be on the naughty list or on the good list?
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, Louis, that's not a good one.
Bitch, fuck you.
Damn, dude, I feel like I would probably say that I'd be in the naughty list.
You think so?
Well, because to be on the good list, you have to be, like, really good, right?
And I'm a fucking bitch, so fuck you.
No, yeah. I feel like this year, I feel like I deserve to be on the naughty list. Mm.
It's funny because I don't know why I feel the same about you.
I'm just kidding. Bitch, you're a naughty ass bitch, aren't you?
No, I don't know. I really don't know where I would be.
Naughty.
Part of me wants to
say. Wait, where's that from? Naughty.
Naughty. Fuck, where is that from?
Naughty. Is it from Received Norbit? Have you been good or bad or naughty?
No, I think it's from.
I think it is from Norbit.
No. Naughty. Fuck, I'm not going to do
that. It's from White Chicks.
Yeah, I was going to say White Chicks.
Yeah.
But what part is it?
It's like something about white snowflake or something. I don't know, but it's Terry Crews for sure. Naughty.
I could just hear his little tone.
I do.
Did he know that I met Terry Crews?
Yeah, and you don't know who the fuck he was. I'm just kidding. You didn't.
No, I didn't.
You took a picture, no?
Yes,
you guys. Post the picture.
No, let me tell you. Oh my God, I'll post them on Pretty Not Smart because I've never posted
post
these pictures.
It!
No, let me tell y'all how this happened. This is a crazy ass one.
A ver.
So this was, what?
I ripped his nose off.
Fuck you. We're definitely going to be on the naughty list. No, so this was like my first ever event.
I remember.
It was back in like 2018. It was the first time I was on a plane, you guys.
Oh, shit.
So this company reached out. They said they wanted me to go to this event and they wanted to fly me out. And then I was like, wait, what? So I remember being fucking scared because I had never been on a plane before and I was going to fly alone. I flew out of this tiny ass airport in Monterey.
What?
Remember, do you know that airport?
Yeah, you flew from it?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And I flew from there because it wasn't my first time flying and I didn't really understand how to read airports and gates and terminals.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So then I was like, can we do the Monterey Airport? Because I knew there was literally like one room.
Okay.
It was literally like the smallest airport ever, you guys. And they got me my flight from there. I don't know how much it was.
It was probably a lot.
Yeah, because I know there was like certain picky ass flights flying out of there at the time. So I remember I flew in. I was gagged the whole time on the plane. I was like, wow, I'm on a plane. Like,
wow.
I had a mind fuck. Like, I was like, how am I, like, lifting off the floor right now? Like, looking out the window. Like,
yeah.
My flight was probably, like, 45 minutes, but the whole time I was, like, looking out the window, like.
You're like, whoa. And now you're like,
mwah. No, and I was so used to doing the drive from Watsonville to LA that instead of it being, like, 6.5 hours to get there, 45 minutes.
That's insane to me.
Yeah, yeah. Like, fucking time travel, if
That's
you ask me.
Crazy.
Yeah, so I remember I was like, what the fuck? But I went to this event. I still have little to no idea what the fuck the event was.
What the fuck?
But I know the company that I went with, we had a little booth. And it was like a private event inside, I think, the Universal Studios where they film movies.
Oh, that's so cool.
So you go into these big-ass gates where they have the studios of all these movies that they're actually filming.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, whoa. I remember I got picked up in like a black SUV with a guy in a tux and everything.
Wow.
They dropped me off. They're like, oh, I have like artist Louis Castro. And I was like, what the fuck?
Ay, el artista, I know. Louis.
But it was my first event. So can you imagine? I was like, what the fuck?
You're like, that's me.
I know. Yeah. I was like, I literally had a purple eyeshadow and everything.
What?
I was like,
fuck you.
I don't know why I did purple eyeshadow. But I get to this event, and little by little, I start noticing all these fucking movie stars.
I remember you texting me, yeah. Like, bitch, like, everyone's here.
And I remember I ran into him and his wife, and I was like, oh, and I love him. He's so funny. But I think because he's, like, super muscular, he looks a little intimidating.
Oh, shit.
That I was like, fuck, what if he's mean in real life?
Yeah.
And I went up to him and I was
by
like,
by yourself?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then I was like, hi. I was like, it's so nice to meet you. My name's Louie. And with the biggest smile, he was just like, hey, like, how are you?
Oh, really? Yeah.
And I was like, I'm a big fan of your work. Like, I just remember telling him, like, a bunch of movies that, like, I watched him in that he always has me laughing. And I had a conversation with his wife. His wife had pink hair at the time.
Shut up. Dead-ass, full-ass conversation with them.
Yeah, they were being... It's because it was a small-ass event, you guys. Like, okay. A really small event. It was for, like, a school or I don't fucking know what. But it was crazy because there was actors everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
And I took a picture with him, multiple pictures with them, and they were super nice. And then I also met... Fuck, I forgot her name.
But the cast from 13 Reasons, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, I met the cast of 13 Reasons Why at the time while, like, the first season had, like, came out.
Wow.
So I was like, oh, man. And I went up to them and I saw Hannah Baker.
Hannah Baker! Oh, my God, that's crazy.
But that one was really crazy for me, you guys, because I had read the book before I knew there was going to be a Netflix series. And I don't read books.
Bitch, no. Tell me why I remember that so clearly. Because So Louis doesn't read, right?
I don't.
But, like, randomly, he was just like, oh, my God, there's this book that I've been reading that I actually really like. And I think you told me you made a video on it, huh?
For high school. In high school, you guys, in my video class, we had an assignment where you had to make a movie out of a book you read.
Okay. Because
he wanted to see it through our eyes. And it was really crazy because I made my own version of the 13 Reasons Why book. And then a year later is when they announced a little bit after is when they announced that they were going to come out with a Netflix series.
Yeah.
And I remember my video teacher he sent it to me. He's like, Louie, did you see this? And I was like, what the fuck?
That's crazy.
So it was really crazy even watching the Netflix thing, you guys, because I feel like my visuals were similar to what actually came out, like, in Netflix.
Yeah,
that's, I was like, cool. Wow, it's fucking thick.
Maybe you're psychic, Louie.
Have it. Yeah. So I think that's why I was, like, so excited to, like, meet that cast as well, because it had just came out, and then I read the book, so it was really cool. I met four of the main girlies from that show.
That's so cool.
And then I also met, what's her name?
Oh my God!
Brenda from Scary Movie. What's her name? But she has so many iconic movies. She's like, yes, fuck.
Oh, my God. What's her name?
Fuck. Oh,
I can't remember her name.
I'm forgetting it, but I'm gonna post all those pictures on the Pretty Not Smart.
You have to post it. Yeah, because you never posted it either.
And then I remember at the time, too, I had met, like, the Dolan twins there as well.
What?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, it was just a huge thing for me and seeing so many celebrities and other influencers.
Oh, my God, I love that.
But to this day, I don't know what the fuck that event was for.
Maybe it was, like, a fundraiser.
Oh, and there was even, like, performers and other singers, actors.
Maybe it was a fundraiser.
No, because it was a private event.
That's why, a private fundraiser.
Oh.
Meth? Because you said it was for a school.
Yeah, I remember it was, like, a fucking school. And, but everyone was so casual. Nobody was, like, eating out the actors or anything. It was very much like, hey, what's up? Or, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because everyone was just walking with everyone. So.
Like, boring.
They're like, you again.
They're like, ugh, didn't I just leave you on the set?
And me, I'm like, yeah, yeah, Beijing.
And they're like, oh, my God.
Aside from me meeting Hannah Baker... last year, I had so much fun with you guys because we did a snow trip.
Oh my God, Tahoe.
I want to do that again this year, but...
But we're broke, so...
No, bitch. You know what's crazy? What? Is that last year, around this time, there was already snow.
Oh, wait, you're right. Because we went... In the mountains, because too.
We went during Andrea's birthday, like her actual birthday weekend. Bitch, that was her birthday gift.
Oh, it was. Because as soon as we got there, we started singing happy birthday.
Yeah. And you guys, were 2 weeks like past Andrea's birthday and there's still no snow.
There's no signs of snow.
So like it made me sad because like I wanted to go again with like the fam bam. But I was just like, well, even like if we were to go to Big Bear, which is right here, not too far. I was like, I don't think there's snow.
There's snow.
So like, bitch, I don't know.
So is there not going to be a quiz moist?
I feel like. if there is snow, it's going to be later, like fucking late December, early January.
Damn, ya pa'ke?
Yeah, because last year, dude, I remember we were hella in the Christmas spirit because, like, we went in November and we were like, fuck, what if there's, like, little to no snow? And we had hella snow.
Bitch, we got so lucky. We booked an Airbnb with a huge-ass motherfucking backyard.
Like, that no neighbors.
No neighbors. It was a forest of a backyard, and it was full of snow.
Like, you could go all the way to the back, keep going. You were just going to get lost in, like, the forest.
So I was really happy because usually, like, you're at a spot and then you have to drive somewhere to go to the snow. We just had to walk to our backyard. Like, we should rebook that Airbnb, bitch. I know, I
was
going
to say, I'm honestly going to look. And it was nice, you guys.
It was beautiful.
Did you vlog that one or was it just me?
You vlogged it and I did the bear prank on you guys.
Oh, you did.
I put on a bear costume and I tried pranking them.
So we have, like, YouTube videos up of that house, you guys, but... Yeah, we got, like, super lucky. We invited a bunch of our friends and family, which was so nice because it was all of us, like, in a cabin. We got, like, a bunch of drinks. We did one stop at a fucking grocery store and bought everything that we needed to get.
So we didn't really leave.
No, we only left once to go do the fucking hike.
Yeah.
I don't think you even went.
I didn't go because Ella was a little sick, so she stayed back. Yeah.
But, like Yati said, we didn't have to, like, leave it because the whole fucking back, we did a snowman in the back.
Yeah.
There was fucking pounds and layers of snow everywhere.
So much snow. And then it was so beautiful because the Airbnb had a big ass window, like ginormous windows, and it was snowing. Yeah, like straight up. Throughout the whole trip, it was snowing. So I felt like I was somewhere else. I was like, wow.
And it was scary at some point, though, because we saw some big old foot marks.
No, and the werewolves, bitch.
Oh, yeah, and there was werewolves.
There was wolves. And then se me ocurrió to go to the hot tub. I don't think you got in the hot tub with me and Andrea. Me and Andrea got in the hot tub. And while we were in there, we just heard, ooh. And I was like, wah! It was scary as fuck.
But those bitches, yeah, they're scary with how they howl. Like, they're like, wah, 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 wah. And you hear it in a distance. And I was like, oh my God. Ew, bitch. You're all calling them over here.
I'm like, come here.
Wait, question. What? Talking about werewolves.
Do you believe in Bigfoot?
Close.
What?
Do you believe in skinwalkers?
Ew, bitch. Why?
Yeah. Werewolf.
I feel
it. Well, it's because that's why I was scared because, like, I
wait, what's
like
a skinwalker?
Someone who has skinwalking.
I'm like, me then?
Okay, so don't quote me on this, you guys.
It's supposed to be Christmas, not Halloween.
I know. Don't quote me on this, but I have, like, little to no information about skinwalker, but I think skinwalker is somebody
or a thing.
No, it's like an actual person. They basically get like the skin of a fucking animal and they put it over themselves and they can like shapeshift into the animal. And the most popular would be like a werewolf or a wolf, whatever the fuck they are.
So what? So they need the skin, and once they have the skin, they can become it.
Yeah, but I think obviously there's like a whole ritual or like something that goes like.
That's weird because I've seen TikToks of like people being like skinwalkers are real, and they'll ask like animals like, "Are you a skinwalker?" And they'll be like,
"Oh yeah, I've seen those videos too." But like a skinwalker won't be like chilling with you. But oh my God, I saw this TikTok actually recently where this one was ugly and scary. It was about skinwalkers. I didn't know it was
Halloween.
I know. No, it was about like skinwalkers too, and it was This girl, she was recording her dog, her quote unquote dog that was outside trying to get in and scratching to let the dog in.
Wait, I think I saw it.
And she was like, "That's not my dog, because my dog's inside." And I was like, "Oh my God!" But the dog was like scratching, like, "Let me in, let me in." And it looks like exactly like her dog, but she's like, "My dog's inside." And she was like, fuck no, like, you're not my dog,
bitch."
And I was like, "Oh my God, that's scary.
That is so scary."
Yeah,
I feel like so many of these weird things are real. Like, because they had to come from somewhere.
Well, it's because that's why I said I don't want to, like, botch it. But I think it's part of, like, a tribe or something.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like a known thing. It's not so much, like, a conspiracy. I mean, I guess the conspiracy side of it is, like, if people are, like, are they actually doing it? But I don't know. I have, like, little to no information on it. It's scary to think about. I've even seen videos of, like, somebody who, quote, unquote, ran over one, like a wolf.
Uh-huh.
And then next thing you know, when it's like walking away, it's like a human standing on its two feet.
Oh my God.
Like, it, you can straight up see, like, the wolf. They hit it, and they're like, oh, shit, from, like, a dash cam. And then before they go check on it, you just see, like, somebody, like, running away or something. And I was like, ew.
Well, I do. I feel like werewolves are real.
Wait, so what's the difference between a werewolf and a wolf?
A wolf?
Or, because every time
a wolf, a wolf is nomás un lobo. A werewolf is un hombre lobo.
Oh.
So a wolf is just the pinche animal. The,
wait, so werewolf is
a
like...
A werewolf is a hombre lobo.
Oh, no wonder every time. Because I'd be dead ass serious. Like, oh my God, a werewolf. People would be like, werewolf? And I was like, what?
It's just a wolf.
Oh, so it's just a wolf.
Yeah.
How do you say it? Wolf?
Wolf.
A wolf.
A wolf.
Ew, it's a weird wolf. Word. It's a wolf.
It's a wolf.
Wow, I always thought it was a werewolf.
You're a dumbass. No, werewolf is a person. Que se hacen lobo, un hombre lobo. They have to be real. Do you believe in barefoot? Barefoot. Bigfoot.
Barefoot. I'm like, I'm barefoot right now.
Bigfoot or Sasquatch. Are they the same?
I think they're the same. But yeah, I believe in Bigfoot.
So look, there's three. There's Bigfoot. There's, what did I say? Bigfoot.
Sasquatch.
Sasquatch. And the abominable snowman.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. So are they the same thing or what the fuck?
I think so. They're all just like different.
Like maybe fonts. From different fonts?
One lives in the snow, one lives in the river, and one's
well,
just like.
Well, no, I guess you're right. I guess you're right. So Barefoot. Oh, my God.
Fuck you. Barefoot is my house. Fuck you, Barefoot.
Bigfoot lives in the forest or the mountains, like the regular mountains. And then there's
Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
He lives in the river.
Really?
I don't know.
No, I think Sasquatch like and Bigfoot are the same thing.
Just okay.
Those are the same. And then the abominable. Abominable.
Bitch. Don't even ask me. I don't know how to say that.
The abominable. I don't think that's how you say it.
The snow one.
The abominable snowman.
There you go.
I don't think that's right. He's from the snow.
Well, duh.
And he makes an appearance in Monsters Incorporated.
Oh, shit. He does.
He does. Oh, the abominable snowman.
Okay. Is it just me, but I would love to see something like that before I die.
Me too, or like an alien, like walking.
Yeah, like I need to see, even if it kills me right after.
Turn around. They're like.
No, like no joke, because I feel like I would rest in peace that way.
I would know.
Like, it's because I fucking hate the idea of like we're the only living things. I know we're not, but like fact that we have never with our own eyes seen proof of something else like that or like a mythical creature. I would love to see something like a fucking mermaid or like a giant fucking fish under the ocean.
Or like
alien.
A fairy.
Yeah, anything like that to just be like, wow, like I can die happy now. Like, I know, and there's proof now from my eyesight that I wasn't the only bitch here.
I know, but that'd be sickening. I would love to see something like that, too. Not ghosts. Cause
not ghosts.
Not ghosts, okay?
I have my fair experiences
with that. Yeah, I have my experiences with that. I don't claim that energy. I don't want to see any more ghosts.
I'm literally
good off that shit.
I'm like, so if you heard us, get away.
Get away. But, like, you hear that Pascualita?
Bitch.
But mystical creatures, that's something else. That's something
mystical. Isn't it mythical?
I don't know.
Because it's a myth.
Mythical, mystical. It's the same shit.
Mythical, mystical.
You guys let us know what it is.
I
but
know.
One of those creatures, I would love to see one.
You know what's sad? All right. Wow. Dude, my emotions today are all over the place.
He's like, do you know? I'm like,
when was the last time we filmed? I feel like.
It's been a while ago.
Because I feel like I have so much shit to say.
He's like, well, did you know?
This episode's all over the place.
A ver.
No, it's good.
What?
The other night I had a very scary moment.
Oy, ahora sí te jalaron las patas.
No. Not a scary moment.
This all Christmas.
So I feel like. I'm about to start crying. I guess I had like a death realization.
Oh,
I know.
All dark, bitch.
I know we're all back to Halloween. No. It's because, okay, so when I was little, you guys, I don't know if you remember this. When I was little, I would always wake up crying that I didn't want my parents to die.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was a thing. And I don't even know how I knew death was a thing. But I guess when I found out death was a thing, I would always wake up and then go tell my parents. I was like, I don't want you guys to die. Mm. And I think because my parents had us at such a young age, we've built such a huge connection.
Relationship with them. Yeah. We're like besties.
Yeah. Like a relationship, really. Like I go to them for everything. I look for them for everything.
Yeah. Like sometimes I feel like they're not even my parents. They're just like a part of me.
Yeah. So like, knock on wood, but like thinking of life without them, I'm just like, that doesn't seem real to me.
Yeah.
Like I always tell my parents to fuck around. I was like, I'm leaving before y'all leave.
Dude,
like,
yeah.
I was like, I'm probably gonna die before you guys. But yeah. So I don't know why the other night, I forgot how it started. It started as like me thinking about something really cute. And then I don't know how I started thinking about like death. And I don't really allow myself to think about death. And oh, I know why.
Why?
Because of our dog Ruby.
Oh, my Ruby.
So our little dog Ruby, some girl posted a TikTok. And I always come across these TikToks of people like where their doggies pass away. Aww. And this girl posted a TikTok where the first picture was her with her doggie. And she was really little. Like she looked like Mocosa vibes.
Yeah.
Very us when we got Ruby. We were Mocosas. I was in elementary school. And then the after pictures, her like all grown up, but like her doggy passed away. Aww. And she put the date because I don't know why I've seen that dogs really only live for like 12, maybe 15 years max. Mm-hmm. But Ruby's like 16.
Is she 16?
Yeah, she's 16.
I thought she was 14.
No, I'm pretty sure she's 16.
Dude, Ruby, she's or, old.
Fuck, she's either 14, 15, or 16. One of those, but yeah, Ruby está grande.
Yeah.
And she, in her video, she put that the doggy died when it was 16. So it gave me like a little like, because I was like, oh my God, Ruby's either 16 or about to be 16. Mm. And it made me really sad because like I still feel like I haven't really experienced death like that. Because the times that I have, I was really young.
Yeah.
And then the other time that I did, I wasn't there with you guys. So I felt like it never hit me.
Yeah.
And there's times now where like it does hit me and I get super sad. But I feel like I never got to experience it the way you guys did, where you guys were like, oh my God, there's a loss in the family, you know?
Yeah.
And I think to me, like the one of the closest as well for me right now is like Ruby.
Yeah. Because, well, she's our oldest dog, and we grew up with that dog.
Like, I literally, you guys, my memory doesn't go any further than past Ruby. Like,
yeah.
Ruby, our doggy, has been there since I was a literal mocoso, and I vividly remember how I got Ruby.
Aww.
So I thought about that, and I got really scared, and then my mind just kind of started thinking about, like, death, and my fucking heart dropped to my ass. Like, I was just like...
You had, like a panic attack.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't want to experience that at all.
It's called death anxiety. And like a lot of people, a lot of people have it because I feel like we go on as humans not really thinking about that.
Or there's a lot of people who are like at peace with death. Like they're just like, yeah, it's part of life.
But then like I feel like I'm at peace with it. But then there's like a section of me that goes into the dark, scary hole of it that lets it take over my fears and my anxiety. And then I start having like a little mental anxiety. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, like I don't want that to happen like to anybody near me or to even
exactly.
me. Like you go into the like this crazy hole and you just start to like panic.
Yeah, no.
But it's called death anxiety.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing. It happens to a lot of people.
My mind just kind of started going towards like, okay, like what am I gonna do? Like it's just in my head I feel like my life's gonna stop, if that makes sense.
I feel like I don't want to think about that stuff either, but I feel like same, like anybody near me, I don't know what I would do. I feel like I would go crazy. I don't know what I would do.
Like I literally
can't picture it.
Like the times that I have thought about it, same. I was like, I can't picture it. And I feel like if I think about it, I'm going to go crazy. But then I also feel like my life just won't move on.
Like, I feel like I would be like, how can I move
exactly.
on?
Exactly. Like, you're just like,
I can't.
Like, this just happened. How am I moving? I don't know.
Like, how do you continue?
Yeah, I know. It was a really scary thought. And I kind of just like laid there and I started thinking about other stuff that I just don't want to say like out loud.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was full on like I couldn't go to sleep because I was like, oh my God. Like,
and you know what's funny too? When I get those fears and anxieties like that, they happen to me at night too.
Yeah.
When I'm trying to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll be like thinking about it and it freaks me out so bad. Que me paro de mi cama. And I'm like, take a deep breath, relax. Like you're here. Everything's fine.
I know. It's scary.
It is really scary, but we are here and we need to live day by day and be thankful for what we have. And that thank you to Diosito. All my family is healthy and they are with me and
we are happy and healthy.
Yeah, I saw something as well. I need to stop being online too much. I see
so much. He's like, well, I saw Skinwalker's death.
I'm like, naughty list or good list? I'm like, I met these actors.
this whole episode, bitch. To has like a different, so many lives.
I know. No, but I was going to say it's because I stress really easily as well.
I can tell.
And obviously therapy has helped me a lot, but I did see this thing online that was just like, bitch. Like, if you're stressing out over something right now, they're like, really think about it. Like, we're all going to die at some point. She's like, is that really going to be something you're going to take with you? Like,
yeah.
Because I stress about, like, really small things. So when I think about it like that, I'm like, okay, maybe it's not that big of a deal. Like, if I don't do this or this didn't happen the way it was supposed to, blah, blah, I was like, it's not going to do anything.
Not that serious. Just let it go.
Yeah. So it's really helped me.
It is what it is.
But for anyone who has experienced, like, death and like family or a pet or anything of that sort, our love goes out to you guys because it's something really scary for me to think about. And I can't imagine, but like, it just shows how strong of a person you are and like moving forward. I have like a friend who recently went through something like that, and it was, it's really sad, but I think it got them really closer to, like, God también, like, Diosito. And it was, like, a really... I feel like when we did experience those deaths in our family, I feel like I did get a little closer to God in a sense. It just kind of brought that peace into my mind.
It brings you some sort of peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all sad now.
Yeah, me too.
No, I'm sorry.
I know. It all took my energy.
I'm like... I know. You're like, all right, well, that's going
to
be
it. It's supposed to be Jolly Holly Christmas.
Okay, I can turn it Jolly Holly again.
A ver.
When was the first time that you were like, I fuck with the color pink?
I am not giving it. Bitch. He's fucking with my emotions today. I'm like, oh, make it stop.
No, it's because I have a clear story about purple, but I don't think I ever found like your... Like, or were you just like, that's girly pink?
No, I feel like I've always loved pink ever since I can remember. Like, since I was a little girl, it's always just been pink, pink, pink. Like,
is it because it's like girly?
I don't know. My eyes have just always gravitated towards the color, and I just love the color so much. Mm-hmm. And like, when I was little, bitches would make fun of me because they're like, ew, I hate pink. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, okay, fuck you. I don't like blue either, but or whatever color you like. But I like pink. Or, like, there was those bitches that would just, I don't know, something about the color pink being so feminine. Like, they wanted to hate pink so much.
Like the Tom Girly.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, it's just pink. Leave it alone. But I've always loved pink. I feel like since high school, just always. I've always loved it. It's so pretty.
Oh, because you actually also decorated your actual home tree pink before.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
I think when I first moved down to SoCal and I had a big-ass motherfucking tree, I think it was in SoCal. I don't know. But I did a pink and gold tree, and it was one of my favorite trees.
Are those ornaments from that one?
Yeah. And then my beauty room, I'm going to paint it pink.
Oh, yay.
I just haven't gotten to it, but I miss my pink beauty room. Remember it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want it back.
So pretty.
I want it back.
I was asking, bitch, because I forgot. I was stretching.
You know what you remind me of?
What?
I had a teacher in elementary school. You probably don't remember her. I don't remember her name, but it was this teacher who was obsessed with purple. And she was a kindergarten teacher. When I was like maybe, I knew her since kindergarten to like fifth grade. You guys see the mocoso I'm dealing with today? This is another one of those episodes. But I had a teacher that liked purple, and she had a little buggy, like an old buggy.
A buggy down? Our little moco was purple.
The Volkswagen, the old ones, it was purple. She got it custom painted purple. And it was like purple, shiny purple. Like that fucking sped up. That's as big as your fucking head. Dude, it was so cute. And she would always wear purple outfits. Her class was purple.
You made her up. I've never seen this bitch at our elementary school.
Well, it makes sense because I think maybe once you came in, she retired.
Okay. Because
she was obsessed with purple. She always had a little purple car and everything, and I would see it in Watsonville just driving. I don't remember her name, but she was cute, and you remind me of her.
Fuck you.
Well, because purple. And then you said that people that like purple are obsessed with purple. And ever since that, I can't unsee it. Every person that likes purple is obsessed with purple.
Pay attention, you guys. Like, if there's a purple lover out there, everything, there's always something purple. I met this girl. I've met a lot of purple perras out there. But it's funny because I can point it out right away. Like, this one time I met this girl at Dick's Sporting Goods. And she was like, hi, oh my God, blah, blah. She's like, can I take a picture? And I was like, yeah. And I noticed her phone was purple. And I was like, hey. I looked down. Her toes are purple.
Oh, my gosh.
And then after that, she had a little purple scrunchie.
Oh, my gosh.
And the charm on her phone was like this purple thing. And I was like, are you a purple girly? She's like, yes. And I was like, what the fuck? Or like, I'll meet like other like perras out there, and they'll either have like a purple like hoodie or like purple. Like, there's always something purple on a purple lover.
But what the fuck? Because when we were growing up, Louis, you liked blue. Mm-hmm. When was the switch up?
Yeah, you guys, my favorite color used to be blue. But I think I've said the story on here before, no?
I don't know. You can only claim one color your whole life.
That's why it's purple.
And what happened to the blue?
That's Luis's favorite color.
That's Luis. That's not Louis.
I was like, that's not Louis. Like, I can't see myself.
Guadalupe likes green.
It's because I really can't see myself, like, fucking with another color.
Bitch, like, imagine Louis liked blue. This would be blue right now.
No, but that was a thing. Like, I feel like when I liked blue, it wasn't, like, an obsession. It was just like, oh, I like blue. And, like, if I got my DSI blue or, like.
Oh, yeah.
But I would never, like, think about wrapping my car blue or, like, not give it.
Didn't you paint your wall blue, though, or something? No, never mind.
No, I my bed was blue.
Oh, yeah, your bed was blue. Yeah, there we
like,
go.
Little hints. Like, if you watch my OG YouTube videos where I used to film with the little monster sign in the back, my bed was blue. But it was never, like, an obsession or, like.
With, like, what it is now.
Yeah, like, this is scary.
But when was the switch up?
I was filming for something. I'm going to make the story very quick for y'all. Because I was basically filming for something, and there was only four colors available. It was green, yellow, red, and blue. And I think I went to the restroom, and all the other four people that were there with me, I mean, the other three people, chose colors before I got there. So I was stuck with yellow. And I was like, bitch, I want blue. And they were like, no, yellow's the only one left. And I was like, that's not fair. Like, y'all don't even fucking wait for me. So they're like, sorry about it. So I was like, yellow. And that shade of yellow was like a neon yellow.
Ew.
I was like, that does not look good with my skin tone. Yeah. I was like, fuck to the no. So I was like, I'm not filming if, because that color was going to be associated with us, you guys. And everything we did was going to be that color. So every time you were on camera, it was going to be yellow. All the accessories around you were going to be yellow. When you performed, it was going to be yellow. Everything. And I was like, bitch, any other fucking color? And they were like, no, this is all we have. Like, all the props they had.
Oh, my God.
So then she's like, wait. She's like, I think we have purple. And I was like, honestly, any other color than yellow is better. Like, and I wasn't even like, purple. I was just like, any other color is better than fucking yellow.
Yeah.
So they put a purple backdrop. They put a bunch of purple accessories on me. And we start filming. And I wasn't like, oh, purple. I was just like, oh, yeah, that's cute. But once I got the videos back and I saw it, I was like, hallelujah. Yeah. I kid you not, dude. My eyes turned purple. Like,
it's like, dang, his heart turned purple. His nuts turned purple. Everything purple.
I swear my whole body went like, I turned into like Violet from fucking Charlie the Chocolate Factory. Oh my God,
Violet, you're turning Violet.
And it was this exact shade of purple.
Oh my God.
And seeing myself in front of like the purple, I just felt like it looked so good on me.
Yeah, it looks really pretty.
Dude, right, thank you. But right after that, I was like, this shade of purple and purple, everything in my life's gonna be purple. And I swear everything after that was purple.
Wow. No, literally. And then he threw a purple.
Yeah. But I don't know. That's, it was like an obsessive crazy thing until I started meeting more purple people, and I found out it's like
purple people, pure people.
Yeah, it sounds like ASMR.
No. Something, you're a purple people eater, none in the purple. They're gonna know what I'm talking about.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. What about me? Does pink fit me?
Yes. I feel like I can't picture you with any other color besides that pink. Pink.
It was was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. It's a real song.
I've never heard of that shit.
No, well, now you have.
Ew.
Welcome to Pretty Not Smart.
How'd you even come across that song?
I don't remember how I came across it, but it stuck in my brain, and there you go.
And you all searched it up.
I wanted to get the lyrics right. Yeah, it's me.
Fucking shit, fool. I lost my train of
Are you
thought.
Tired, bro? You good?
No, I had a really good question to ask you.
All right. When it comes to when you come to Quizmoth time, what is your favorite Christmas song?
No, I'm pissed.
No, hurry up.
I wanna remember.
You'll remember the more we keep talking. Hurry, the purple puppet people eater is coming.
Purple Peppa Pig.
It's coming.
I love the Mariah Carey.
I better sing it.
She's gonna copyright us. She copyrights everything.
Okay. Oh, she does, huh? She wants to get her coin.
So Yoatzy last year filmed her first Quizmoth song.
It was very sickening. I filmed with our friend Alexis, and I feel like he really took me out of my show when it came to singing.
Yeah.
Because I've always liked singing. I guess I'm a decent singer. But, like, it's hard for me to sing in front of people. Yeah. And he was like, bitch, just do it. Let's film a song. And it came out pretty good. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't heard it, it's Santa Baby. It's all bringing it back.
There was a time where Yoatzy would just post hella singing content. And we're like, all alone.
There was a fever. Ew, no. Bitch.
Look, you guys, let me tell y'all the story.
We really thought, bitch.
No. So Yoatzy's always been a really good singer in my ears.
And everyone else.
I don't know about everyone else's. No, but I've always loved Yoatzy singing. And, like, I always wanted her to pursue something, like, in singing. And I remember I already had a good amount of subscribers on YouTube. And I was like, Yoatzy, like, you need to keep posting singing videos.
And I was like,
And like she said, she was always super shy, whatever. And she was like, learned how to play the piano or whatever. So the only reason I did that fucking Stay by Rihanna with her is because she could sing it really good.
And he was just like, well, we could do a song that we could do together. And
yes, because I was just like, I can't post a video of just her singing on my YouTube channel.
Because
I already had like over 100,000 subscribers. So I was like, this can get her exposure.
Oh,
but
Louis.
Like, imagine if she did it by herself in my channel.
In his chat, I'm like, it was alone. They're like, hello, what are you doing here?
So then I was like, I guess I can sing. But that's when I was like in my like straight boy era. So I was all alone, there was a fever.
No, bitch. And I crack up. If you have not seen the video.
No!
It is so fucking funny, but so I don't know if you guys know the story. As we were filming, there's a door in the back, and Andrea, Louis locked the door, and Andrea got locked out of the house, and she was like knocking, and you can see Louis being like, it's locked, and he's like, go away. Like, you can see it in the first part of the video.
I was taking that video so serious, you guys. Like, I really thought it was going to be Yoatzy's like big break.
Yoatzy's big break.
So I locked the door because I was like, I didn't want anyone to interrupt. And it's because our laundry room was outside.
Yeah.
And I know there was people, my mom was going to be coming in and out. So Andrea was outside. I didn't know. So I locked it so no interruptions. And she decides to come in. I was like,
You're
not coming in, bitch.
Go watch it. You know what we should do for your channel? We should do a live reaction to it.
I'm going to cringe so hard.
Because we have, I think we tried, what did we try doing? We tried redoing it once or something?
No, we have reacted to it already.
We did?
It's on my channel. Yeah.
No wonder. It sounded so familiar.
But even that was a few years ago.
Yeah, like, that was a while ago.
And
it always fucking pops up on my For You page.
I was
going to
say, it
randomly.
Pops up on my shit because y'all keep posting it.
Yeah,
but
stop posting it. I just
cannot watch it. Like, I have not watched it because I'm not a singer like that. But so it makes me cringe, like, seeing myself there.
So funny.
But yeah, I really wanted y'all to pursue her thing.
But after that video, I did a whole bunch of other ones, a whole bunch of covers. Yeah. I fucked that dude. I think I actually took him down.
No,
why? I'm shy. I was like, bitch, you thought you ate. Those were horrible.
They were good.
I took them off.
So since around that time, the most recent one was like your Santa Baby one.
Yes.
And that one was cute. Baby. Even all the comments were like, oh my gosh, she's going.
Yeah.
I'm going to do mine. Santa Baby. Ew, wait, how does it go? That I love that
Santa
song.
Santa Baby.
But I forgot how it goes. That's the part
under
that I
under the tree.
Yeah, fuck you, I hate it.
Been an awful good girl, Santa Baby.
I know why that song.
Why?
It's taking me back to Kmart. I was like, what is it about that song? When I think about the holidays, you guys, a big part of me gets taken back to Kmart when I used to work there.
Because of all of their freaking songs they would play on replay.
I got hired during seasonal time at Kmart. And that's all I heard. And it was a crazy ass time to be working there because of all the sales and all the people. Hey, niño, ayúdame a comprar esto.
Dude,
and they had me learning fucking everything. I was doing online orders. I was doing cashier. I was doing on the floor. I was taking things out to people's cars. Like,
look, bitch. Louis, don't spill too much because I think we need to do a whole ass podcast just dedicated to Kmart. I have so many stories about Kmart.
Stories about Kmart.
We have to do a video of Kmart.
We can spill the drama.
Dude, there was drama.
There was
Kmart.
Work drama. It was like another high school, you guys. I swear to God. And a lot of these Christmas songs just take me back to that time because Kmart was also a very empty store a majority of the time.
Yeah, but during the holidays, bitch.
But I want to say, like, leading up to, like, the busiest week, which was, like, closer to Christmas. But, like, the beginning, they started playing those songs, like, November.
Mm-hmm.
And because the store was so empty a lot of the times, you could just clearly hear the same fucking playlist over and over. Oh, my God, I have nightmares.
Santa Baby.
And that was one of the songs.
Ay, también cual la de Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
And I'd just be like, how the fucking shiny. I was like, can I create a new playlist?
I feel like that's everybody that works in retail because they play those fucking songs 24/7 in la Walmart, in la Target, everywhere you go.
Oh, I really want to do like Christmas things.
Christmas things?
What do you mean? Last year I didn't do anything like ice skating. I didn't go visit any like light things.
Why?
No one invited me. Yeah, right. I didn't really do anything. So I was like, this year I really want to.
Oh, wait. Are you doing Vlogmas?
I am doing Vlogmas. Me pinche too. Milagro.
No. Vlogmas. You are doing something Christmas.
Low key, Yoatsi and Adam are the reason that I got like my Vlogmas itch.
Yes.
It's because I'm really. I get. I don't know what to say. I ran out of excuses.
His brain cells today. He's like, bow, bow,
bow. No, it's because I'm so used to doing like sit down, thought out videos that when it comes to Vlogmas, I feel like my life's boring. But then like I watch it and I'm like, oh, wait. Like I look back at my old Vlogmas and I was like, oh, my God, this is so cute to look back at.
Same.
But watching you and Adam like be on your Vlogmas shit, I was like, okay.
Because we talked about it maybe like a month ago. Me and Adam were like, dude, we have to do Vlogmas. Mm-hmm. And we were telling Louis, like, do Vlogmas. Yeah. We told Marlene to also do Vlogmas. We're just like trying to convince everybody. And I've been pre-filming for the last like week and a half. And actually after this, I'm going to go film my intro. I want a cute intro, and like I just really want to put in my all, even if people don't watch.
Nah, they are.
But it's a cute little memory.
Do you have a name for your Vlogmas?
Vlogmas? Yoatsimas?
Well,
no.
It starts on December 1st.
Yeah, which is oh my God, soon.
Mine is called. Can you guess?
Perramas.
Oh, close.
Perra Christmas.
It's How the Perra Stole Christmas.
Oh, that's cute.
And it was actually my perras who helped me come up with that shit.
Oh, you're dumb. You should have thrown a party in How the Perra Stole Christmas. And it could have been Purple Christmas Fantasy.
That would have been kind.
Oh, do it.
Hear me.
Do it.
It's already Christmas next week.
I know.
So for your Vlogmas, are you doing one video until Christmas?
Yes.
The 25th?
Yeah.
So
I actually... I think I want to do all the way to New Year's.
Oh, my.
Because last year I stopped on the 25th. Like, yeah. I didn't record it because I was so over it. I just wanted to take a day off.
Yeah.
But last year I didn't pre-film. So this year, I already have like maybe 5-6 videos ready to go.
Oh, shit, bitch. Yeah. Are they like sit down videos or vlogs?
No, they're vlogs. Mm. I have like 5 or 6 different videos already. So I feel like I'll have some extra time. And maybe I'll want to go all the way to New Year's.
That'd be cute.
That'd be cute. But you have to help me think of a name for my vlog myth.
Ask your girlies on IG. That's what I did.
Oh, okay.
Because I have like a broadcast thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, girls, I really want to do like Vlogmas. Can you guys help me come up with a name? Because I feel like it would just make me feel more like
in the spirit. Yeah.
In the spirit. And they gave me a bunch of names. One of them was like, Ho 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 Miss, but like Ho Ho. And then one of them was, How Louie Stole Your Man. And then one of them was like, I don't know. It was like a bunch of them.
That's
that were really,
really cute. Yeah, you guys are so creative. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
So one of them was like, How the Perra Stole Christmas. And I was like, bongo.
You were like, got it. Sold. Yeah. Bought.
And then I have my intro made. I showed it to you already.
Oh my God. His intro, you guys, is so fucking cute. Dang. I love
Shout
it.
Shout out to Xavier. He made my intro for
Vlogmas. I love it. And I got inspired because my intro from last year not kidding.
Okay, you guys, please go to Yoatzy's Vlogmas videos from last year. Look at her fucking intro.
It's because look, last year I decided it super last minute, fuck it, I'm gonna do Vlogmas. I started doing Vlogmas and I started creating the videos and I was like, wait, don't I need a Vlogmas intro? So I think my first 2 videos don't have an intro. And then, like, my third one, I was like, I'll just make one on CapCut. And I just, bitch.
She got a fucking picture from Google and then just put, like, white text over it with, like, a picture of her kids fading in. I hate you so much for that.
I'm going to post it on the Pretty Not Smart story so you guys can see it. It's like, and the little music in That's the back.
But yeah, I got inspired by you guys to like do Vlogmas. And also because I feel like I owed it to my perras. I posted like little to no videos this year.
Dude, he never posts anymore. He's boring.
It's because
I'm busy. I'm pretty.
No, it's because I do post on all my other shit. You have to be honest.
I was going to say, I feel like your creative juices are going somewhere else.
Yeah, and like, but it's sad because I love YouTube and it's like where I started.
Yeah, you so can't like, forget YouTube.
Yeah, and I love my viewers from YouTube. I feel like it's all like the OGs and the people who like, you know, are really consuming your content.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do Vlogmas. One, because I want to do it. And two, because I hella lacked on content this year on YouTube.
Good.
So I was like, hopefully this helps me like build my relationship back with you guys.
Yeah.
They hate me.
No. And then that happened to me too. I did Vlogmas last year and I feel like it did something to me because I wasn't really posting before Vlogmas last year. I did Vlogmas, and this whole year I was being more consistent again because it just like brings the excitement back from making YouTube videos.
It's because you guys, I have this really big fear of overwhelming people with content, and that's what I get scared of. Like,
So you rather under-provide content?
Not under-provide, it's just when I do post, I want it to be a good video.
Right.
And like, I feel like that's how I am with everything, though, you guys. Like, yo le echo mucha crema a mis tacos. And I know for some people, they don't really, like, pay attention. But I feel like with anything that I do, I like to put in a lot of effort, whether it's an ad or whether it's a sponsored video or it's, like, a small piece of content.
Like, you can't just shit content out. Yeah. It has to be, like, good content.
I think also because, like, I studied to be a fucking film major, cinematographer. Yeah. So I pay attention to a lot of things, you guys. Like, if something just the audio doesn't sound good or like the cuts are like throwing me off, I'm just like, ugh, it makes me cringe.
Dude, to tell you que ahorita íbamos a grabar for Pretty Not Smart and I heard a little like staticky sound, but I didn't really pay too much attention. I was like, oh, it's probably not big of a deal. But he was like, I can't film if that's like in the back.
Yeah, I could just hear like the
it was like it's, and he's like, I can't, we need to fix that.
And it wasn't even that loud, but like I knew it was gonna bug me because I don't know, I pay attention to a lot of shit like this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like really scared of like overwhelming people with content, but like I see people asking for it.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to like not have fucking big ass stick up my ass and be like, you know what? Like not everything has to be quote unquote
perfect.
Not that my content is perfect. It's far from perfect, but in my eyes, it still meets a level of like, okay, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that a lot of people love vlogs and things like mm-hmm. that. But, like, seeing how, like, just pick up your camera and go and it's so effortless makes me feel like, where's the lighting? Like,
no,
where's
the I feel tripod? Like people really love that. And because you haven't really given them an insight to your everyday life, mm-hmm. they're going to love it even more. Because I feel like they're going to see you a lot, your doggies a lot, like your everyday life, your vlogging life. They're going to love it.
Talking about vlogging, do you want to record for my vlog?
What do you mean? Oh, like a live episode?
Hey, you guys, we're currently filming for Pretty Not Smart.
Oh, there's two cameras. I don't know what to do.
I know. So you guys, if you're listening to Pretty Not Smart, you're going to see this clip.
In his YouTube video. So go watch it.
Yeah.
And I'm vlogging too, but I don't know where the fuck my camera's at. The
camera's over there. But yeah, this is our little setup. So I'm doing a little BTS, by the way, you guys. So if you're watching my vlog, here I am. All right. I don't even know. I'm telling you, I'm so bad at this shit.
He's not.
If you watch my vlog, you're here. What the you're fuck was me. That?
Bitch.
All right, you guys.
This I think episode, Louis has had enough. It's an emotional roller coaster.
I don't know where that came from. Here I am.
I think you're tired.
Yeah.
Y todavía que va a ir al gimnasio, ¿eh?
Pues es que cuánto content hemos hecho hoy.
Dude, we did
like four TikToks.
Content.
We're doing Pretty Not Smart right now. I filmed a YouTube video. I just filmed.
I feel you, Louis.
I don't even know what video we're in anymore.
All right.
Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Pretty Not Smart. I know this episode was a roller coaster.
But we hope you loved it.
Yes. And we'll see you guys on the next one. Peace. Bye, guys.
And here I am. Bye.
Fuck you.